The Native Professional Advancement Center was founded in 1961 when advocates demanded the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Department of Labor create a workforce training program for Native Americans in New Mexico.
We have a large group of people that just make the urban setting a little easier for Native peoples. A lot of the times we're coming out of our reservations and into the cities for the first time. You don't really have that connection that you did back on the reservation.
Deanna Aguiar is a citizen of Isleta del Sur Pueblo and is Director of Programs and Development for the Center. It has 76 work sites around the state and has helped over 4,000 Native Americans access education. It also provides training opportunities and helps place people in jobs. Since 1972, it has been funded by the Workforce Innovation Opportunities Act, but the program has been targeted for cuts by the Trump administration. Aguiar says if federal funding goes away, the center would likely be turned over to the state, but that could be detrimental.
We've been overlooked by the states just because we don't have a large participant base, and that often leads to the state overlooking us and we end up invisible.
She says it's critical to continue programs like this to address poverty in Indigenous communities.
The poverty that our communities have been known for decades, to rise above that, we need access to education and good jobs. Access to that is not readily made to those who are coming off the reservation.
The program began its new year on July 1st and is safe for now, but Aguiar is uncertain if they will be able to continue in the years to come. For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.